Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Doctors recommend that we should get at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity every week to reduce the risk of heart disease, cancer and obesity. Is there a way, though, to reach this target of 2.5 hours of exercise simply by doing the chores that we have to do anyway? Or is that the lazy man's way out? Personal trainer Carl Henry joins me in studio to help us answer that question. Before we decide whether I am asking a lazy man's question or not, define moderate aerobic activity.
Yeah, moderate aerobic activity is what we were all doing watching that fight last night. We were slightly huffing and puffing and shouting and screaming at the television. It's getting a little bit out of breath. That's what moderate activity is. So easy activity is strolling. At the intensity that you and I are talking now, we're not out of breath. It's nice and relaxed. This is movement intensity. Moderate is huffing and puffing. You're exercising or pushing the body a little bit more than this to force it to do a little bit of work. It's labor. It's intensive. It's a little bit harder, a bit more difficult. And that's where the magic happens. That's where the benefits come in terms of energy, in terms of feeling good, in terms of happy hormones, stress reduction. For example, coming in here today, there's a lift, there's a stairs. We took the stairs. That is moderate intensity exercise. You're a little bit out of breath, a little bit challenged, and it makes you feel good.
But I might do an hour of housework, yep, let's say. If I am only out of breath and huffing and puffing for 5 minutes, what do I count? How do I calculate that? Because, you know, I mean, let's face it, the 20 minutes spent standing at the counter peeling potatoes isn't exactly activity.
It isn't activity, but you know how you make that activity? You can balance on one leg while doing it. And that challenges your balance and your proprioception. And that becomes exercise because balance and aging and health are linked. And you want to be very careful with the peeler and where the peeler is, obviously. But, you know, there are simple ways to make normal housework. So, for example, going up and down the stairs is brilliant exercise. Putting things into the washing machine, carrying the laundry basket, hanging things up, changing the bed. They're all exercise. Hoovering is a fantastic balance exercise. It's good for your shoulders. Anything that gets the body to move is a little bit of exercise, and it's a little bit harder than what it would be if you were sitting on the chair doing nothing. And that's where it becomes moderate.
And the way you do these things must matter as well. How you're engaging your core, or are you taking the easy route to carrying that load of laundry by slumping over?
Yeah, we all slump a little bit. And as we get older, we tend to slump more. So the easiest way to focus on that is you take your hand, you place your hand on your belly button. As you and I sit here, if we do that, we sit a little bit taller. If you do it peeling the spuds or doing the cooking tonight or what, or at the sink.
One-handed potato peeling has not been managed by anybody yet.
That's for sure. Put your belly button towards your spine and you sit and stand taller. So there are certain ways of doing that. So leaning into the washing machine, never do it straight legged. You're always bending your legs slightly. For any parents out there of young children, they will know this. Putting a child into a cot. A child is basically a big kettlebell. Putting that into a cot is heavy. Doing that with straight legs is a problem. You bend your knees slightly so that takes the pressure off the hamstring. So there are little tweaks, but we all move slightly differently. The key thing to remember for everyone listening in is the more movement you do, even the smallest amount, walking a little bit further, parking further away when doing the grocery shop, carrying your bags out of the grocery shop, that's all exercise. And that's keeping the body young. It's keeping the body agile, strong. Strength is the key tool we have to anti-aging. The stronger you are, the slower you age. And our strength is use it or lose it. After the age of 30, we lose it really quickly. So do the housework. The gardening is a classic example of this.
Well, before we move on to the gardening.
Go on, yeah, go on.
Stairs. Yes. Stairs must be your greatest ally. Are people living in bungalows at a disadvantage?
They are. I know, I'm going to get myself into big trouble. My parents live in a bungalow. I grew up in a bungalow, so I can say it without getting hung out to dry. Stairs are the simplest way to stay fit and healthy. But you know, it doesn't have to be stairs in the house. Obviously, if you have it, use it. But when you're out and about, do you choose the lift? Do you choose the escalator? If you're in the airport, how do you get around the airport? When you see a stairs, for all intents and purposes, once you're well and able, that is an invitation to move a little bit more. It's a micro choice. So people think exercise has to be in the gym. It doesn't. Those micro choices add up, and the stairs is the simplest one. It is strength. It is aerobic. You're going to deal with stress. You're going to produce happy hormones. Yes, you're going to get slightly out of breath, but it gets easier over time. The more you do it, the easier it gets, and you're putting the body to use, and you're keeping yourself young, and it's free. Who doesn't love free stuff? Free is everywhere. Free is brilliant.
Okay, out into the garden.
Yes.
Mowing the lawn, presumably.
Well, you know, we've seen an explosion of in the last year or two in Ireland.
No Mow May.
Well, that doesn't do my OCD any good whatsoever. My garden really? has to be cut like every 5 or 6 days. I know, Dermot Cavan would hate me. But is robot mowers. So do you ever know, so when you drive around the country, you see the little robot going around the house.
Yeah.
So that's another invitation for us to sit more. They're expensive, right? Do something for your health. Get a push mower and do the lawn because it's heavy and you're pushing it and it's good for your shoulders and it's good for your core. It's good for your bum. It's good for absolutely everything. And it's exercise and it's movement. And it's part of that 150 minutes a week the WHO are asking us to do, which we generally don't because we're sedentary. And gardening is a really simple way to do that. So as is clipping trees, clipping branches, moving stuff, getting up and down to the grass or to something on the ground is a brilliant exercise in itself. Like we ask people all the time, can you do that? Can you get up and down without using your hands to the ground or on the garden? A lot of people can't. And the simplest test for that of all is a chair. Can you get out of your favourite chair without using your hands? And if you can't, you're ageing rapidly. And you should be able to do that. And it's a simple test. If you're listening in now, go to your favourite chair. Can you get up and out of it without using your hands? Can you get up and down off the grass without using your arms? And they're simple ageing checkers. If you can do them, you're going to age better. If you can't do them, you need to do more of it. And it's the doing more of it that's important. It
strikes me that there's a lot of things in gardening that call for a different range of motion mm-hmm. than we yeah. would be used to. Yeah. I mean, particularly things like hedge clipping.
Yeah.
Holding a clipper is up at shoulder height or yeah. even above your head for any length of time. Exercise is a range of muscles that don't usually get worked out.
And it's hard, isn't it? It's very difficult to do. And like our muscles need that. They need to be slightly challenged. So if you are clipping something, holding something, it's brilliant. It's keeping that range of motion there. It's extending into a different range of motion you mightn't be used to. And that's what keeps you agile and, it stops you from stiffening up over the course of time. And men, as we know, they do less flexibility work as they get older. Men will get stiffer quicker. They will have back problems quicker. They will pull hamstrings faster because they do less Pilates and yoga and the stretchy stuff that that men generally don't do. That's been slightly sexist, but it's true. Women do a lot more of that. But so the gardening, hanging clothes on a clothesline. You're putting your hands up in the air for the high one. You're clipping it on. That's a really quirky movement. Or dressing a bed or hanging things up. Brilliant. It's all exercise. Every bit of it's exercise. And it doesn't have to be, there's a misconception that I have to do my hour of exercise a day on top of my day, but I'm really busy and I'm too busy. Well, don't. Make it part of your day. And that's the simplest way to get it involved.
I know you say making the bed, and I'm sure there'll be some people who'll be scoffing, but bend over and lift a double mattress up and then shove a sheet in underneath it.
Yeah.
You do that for four beds in a house on the same day, you're going to be feeling it, aren't you?
Absolutely you are. You get the Hoover up to Hoover the mattress, which you should be doing on a fairly regular basis. That's exercise. It's heavy. You have to lift it. You have to put it on. And like people think this is kind of funny or silly. It's not. This is hard work. And as you get older, it gets harder. And the key thing is you have to keep doing it. When you stop doing it, you are starting the aging process. Yeah. You're starting to age faster. And like that, mattresses are heavy. And even tucking the sheets under, it's proprioception, it's mental, it's physical, it's all the boxes of kind of health, you know?
And we've had the geriatrician Roseanne Kenny in the studio saying on numerous occasions, you should actually be aiming to do more the older you get because you are more, or your body is more in need of it. Back, though, to my opening question. Can you hit 150 minutes a week with just these kind of chores?
Absolutely. You break that down, it's kind of, 20 odd minutes a day just over of chores? Of course, emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah, but this is easy for you. You admit to being a little bit OCD around the place. And maybe
you can ask my wife. I'm very OCD.
Okay, but it is more easily achieved for the neat freak than it is for the slob, isn't it?
I like things to be quite tidy. Absolutely, I do. But when you think about it, emptying the dishwasher is brilliant exercise. If you stand at the kitchen sink when you're washing the dishes this evening on one leg, that's balance, and that's challenging your balance. Brushing your teeth on one leg is a balance exercise. Emptying and putting the dishes away, that's an exercise. lifting stuff into the washing machine. So like, you'll easily make up 20 minutes a day of that. Throw in some stairs on top of it. When you go to the shops later on, like I did in the RT car park today, I parked the furthest away because there's always a spot when I come in because everyone rushes to the door to get as close as they can to the studio so they can walk the littlest amount. I walk the furthest amount.
No, it's because we're so keen to get in.
Of course, of course. But like, they're micro choices that make a big difference.
All right. And anybody who suffers a concussion injury now tonight brushing their teeth when they fall over, please write us and send all of your complaints to Carl Henry, not to Today with Clare Byrne. Carl, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Text 51551 Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.